This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We could talk all day about who's to blame for the financial crisis, because there is plenty of said blame to go around. The ratings agencies, Standard & Poor's and Moody's and Fitch, figure prominently in that discussion because they gave top grades to all those subprime mortgage bonds that later went south. Anyway, earlier this year, the Justice Department sued S&P for $5 billion, by the by, saying it misrepresented its rating process on those bonds. S&P now says the government just wants revenge because 2 years ago, the company downgraded Uncle Sam's debt rating. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has that story.
When a company wants to raise money, it can issue bonds. The bonds get graded based on how likely it is that investors will get paid back. Justin Wolfers is an economist with the Brookings Institution.
They take publicly available information and try and digest it down into a letter grade.
Before the financial crisis, there was a lot of grade inflation. Part of the reason? The ratings agencies get paid by the companies they're grading. Max Wolf is an economist at DT Wealth.
And that creates a sort of inherent conflict of interest.
After the financial crash, all the ratings agencies came under pressure to get tougher. Wolf says S&P got overzealous and downgraded the U.S., saying Treasury bonds no longer merited a AAA rating because Washington couldn't deal with the budget deficit.
Trying to kind of brand itself as hard-nosed and willing to do the unpopular to begin to build back the reputation that was damaged.
The rebranding backfired. Fitch and Moody's didn't follow suit, and demand for U.S. bonds only grew. The government has sued S&P for its role in the financial crisis, but not Moody's or Fitch, even though their businesses were similar. S&P claims the government wants revenge for the U.S. downgrade.
I think S&P is just looking rather foolish.
Dean Baker is with the Center for Economic and Policy Research in Washington. He says the government probably sued S&P because it had the strongest evidence against it.
There was the famous email saying we wouldn't issue AAA if it were structured by cows.
Baker says S&P might just be the first. He doesn't rule out lawsuits against Moody's and Fitch. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.